Building developers have proposed the construction of two new towers to be erected between existing apartment buildings on Sherbourne Street, south of Dundas Street. The existing towers, known as Sherbourne Estates, are on the edge of Cabbage Town at 191 and 201 Sherbourne Street. The apartment buildings are positioned just north of Shooter Street and are 17 stories and 23 stories tall. The two new proposed towers would rise in a space between the apartment buildings and would be significantly taller, standing 39 and 40 stories tall, according to the proposal. The existing rental towers, described as having been recently renovated, were built in the early 1970s and are rent-controlled under provincial legislation. They house a combined total of 596 apartment units. The development of two new towers would add 692 residential units, bringing the total of all properties in the complex to 1,288. Parking and amenities. In a letter to the City Planning Department on behalf of Antari Holdings Limited and Maddox Sherbourne Inc., the rental property developer Fitzrovia said the existing towers share three levels of underground parking and amenities. The proposed addition of two new buildings includes an indoor pool to serve existing residents connected to 201 Sherbourne Street and additional work on outdoor spaces and public realms, including a rooftop terrace. To bring the proposed indoor pool and other plans into conformity with zoning endorsed by the city in July, a minor variance will be required, the proponent said. The architectural design is by Raphael and Bigauskas Architects Inc. of Toronto. The application indicates developers are asking for lower tower heights than endorsed zoning for the area calls for. The developers noted a study into maintaining clearance within an updated St. Michael's Hospital helicopter flight path as reason for the shorter tower builds. Going up, is Toronto Today's look at construction projects in and around downtown? Is there a project or location you'd like us to check out? Send your request to news@torontotoday.ca.